Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up, what's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Steady J. And, man, it is Wednesday, y'all. You know what that means. Wednesday in the show is the Hump Day After the Dusk edition right here on one of your favorite shows on the net. And, you know, every Hump Day we always remind y'all, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. I'm going to remind you that one more time because some people didn't catch it the first time. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, now that we got that public service announcement out of the way, man, we got a very, very crazy show for y'all today. And I definitely got to say this big ups. Yeah, Miss Monday show, y'all got to definitely go check that back out. We had my girl Kissa Diva on the Monday show. So you got to check that back out. You can always see, hear all the shows that you may have missed at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ or type Life at the Dusk Live on iTunes. And you can listen to every last show right there on both of those areas there. And also, if you listen to the past five shows on the dustspot.com, that's dustspot.com. You can check them out there. So on today's show, we got my girl Tay-Tay Cruz out of the Shy. It's going to be, I'm in the building with us today. Definitely can't wait to chop it up with her. You know, she's doing a lot of big things. And what I like about her is now not only is she this developer herself as a model, but she's building an empire to help support other models as well. So, you know, you got definitely big up, you know, people that's not being, you know, there's helping other people out, man. You know, so many people, they feel that it's about me, so they need to be selfish, but I think there has to be a balance. Like, a lot of people are just, I mean, you know, that wasn't a problem. Everybody was sitting around being so selfish, you know, a lot more things in the industry would be in a certain way, but hey, until people get out of that mindset, we're just going to be stuck where we at now. But that's why we got people like, there's still some good people in the industry, and it always will be, because the good will always prevail. So I'm about to bring her, I'm about to open her line up in a second. Now, I wanted to share some quick things for today's show real quick. I wanted, the first time I saw a story, I don't know how much I believe in it, but I saw a story about Lil Wayne saying this is his last album. He's announced it's his last album. And then another thing that, you know, I feel like that you freaking kidding me. The stupid story I saw, you know, Nicki Minaj saying that Steve Tyler was being racist. Now, why did she say he was being racist? Now, what is this in reference to? He made a comment because he agreed, you know, he agreed the situation that Nicki Minaj is not fit to be on American Idol. Now, she ran with that and tried to say that he's a racist. But honestly, in my opinion, and I said this from day one, and I'm still not going to deter from what I said, Nicki Minaj is not, I don't see why she's a judge on American Idol. This is a singing contest with something she clearly, you know, without auto-tunes, cannot do. So that's what I don't understand. This is a singing contest. You need to tell me that you're a person, you're going to sit here and critique people about their singing. Heck, I mean, if anybody walk on the stage to say something about your singing, so that's just how I feel. You know, the validity of her statement seems racist as just preposterous and all that stuff. But, you know, and that's what pisses, you know, at the end of the day, that's what pisses me off when people try to exploit stuff and try to say that everybody's being racist, but it's whatever. Let's keep it moving. We over on Tay Tay's live setting. Got started today, man. What's up, Tay Tay?
Hey.
You know, I'm a little fired up today because, you know, when I read some crazy tea, I'm going in on it.
I already know. I'm over here freezing. Actually, I'm outside right now. Yeah, everybody's like, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous because my voice always be sounding like I'm nervous. And I'm not nervous right now. I'm freezing.
You burn like Gucci Mane?
Yes, it's cold out here.
You are in the Windy City. You know, and that's fun. It's cold in Texas, but I'm pretty I'm pretty sure it's another monster up there, the cold air up there.
Yes, it's cold.
So, you know, now we all have an official weather report of what's going on in Chicago. Kind of, tell everybody what made you say, I want to be a model, and they're just going forth with it.
I didn't have that moment where I said, okay, I want to be a model. I was forced into being a model at first.
Whoa.
Yes.
Really? Can you say you was forced?
Yes, because, you know, I was a tomboy. I was on a basketball team one day. Just the smallest thing. I didn't want to get my hair done at the shop. I wanted to have my hair in a ponytail. And my mama made me quit the basketball team. I couldn't hang out with them no more. She started putting me in pageants. Like, she went and did the whole nine, like, and at first I didn't like being in pageants, but when I got older, you know, started getting into myself, like, in makeup and contacts and hair and getting into boys and stuff, then that's when I was like, you know, being a model, you know, that's kind of cool. Every guy want a model, so that was really the point where I, you know, made the shift, but, yeah, it wasn't no choice at first.
Man, you know, you made a point. All the tomboy chicks always, when they get dolled up, they always the baddest chicks. It's rare that that has happened. Like, every time I see a chick that was a tomboy, they tell you it was a tomboy, and you looking like, damn, you was a tomboy? Just throw you the hell off.
Yeah, right now I'm wearing a hoodie and leggings and boots right now. So, like, that's me all day. But then when I'm going out and I'm with my friends and I'm trying to look better than everybody, yeah, of course I'm all dolled up.
Oh, so that's like your free, because you have to go, that's like your outfit, you have to go freestyle, get in the freestyle circle, start rapping with somebody.
Don't do that. Not today. It's too cold to be rapping. Like I'm on 8 Mile or something.
Yes, it is. It says that intense. You cold, you're going to make it rhyme by how cold it is.
No, not at all. Not this interview.
All right. You said not this interview. Take it. Nope. So you said you did pageants. and, you know, you kept it going because, you know, you're saying, oh, the guys. Now, at what point in time did you really say that you wanted to make it, take it really completely serious? You know, like you said, you started to like it, but how did you know that point when you wanted to take it extra serious? Because now, I mean, just looking at your work, you could tell that you're taking it very seriously.
When I was 15, I was turning 15, I had, for my birthday, all I wanted to do was go to Glamour Model Talent. I saw an ad in the newspaper that they was looking for new talent, Glamour Model Talent in downtown Chicago. And I went there, and they invested a lot of money into my comp cards, they say. So, they said they was going to invest a lot of money into me. They hyped me up real good. I had a good photo shoot. I got good ratings on the photo shoot. Like, the whole company was just, like, in love with me. They called me back the next day. Then I went to John Robert Powers. That's another agency. I had a commercial audition with them. They let me down because my voice, I'm too nervous, too shaky, can't speak in front of people at first. So they let me down. When they let me down, it was like motivation. That's what it was. When they let me down, I was sad. I was crying. I called them back like 100 times.
Mm.
I was calling them every single day. Every day I left school, I think that was my freshman year in high school. Every day I was calling them back, and then they let me come back for another interview. And when I came back for that audition, then they let me in for the training. It cost like $10,000 a year. It's like Barbizon. It cost like $10,000 a year to go there for training, and they let me go there for free. And so, you know, I thought I was bombed in. I got a scholarship to go there. So that's when I really started taking it serious because, I mean, it was an hour drive away. Mama was yelling at me every day that she got to use this much gas to take me. So I had to take it serious.
Mom's going to get you, you know. So I feel that, you know, she resting in you. It is what it is.
It was pretty far away.
Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about too is, you know, what I like about you and me, you had this conversation all the time with this kind of stuff. Like you, when it comes to you in the industry, you're not just worried about yourself. You're trying to show love to other people. What puts you in that type of limelight? Like, because honestly, and I'm gonna keep you 10,000. There's a lot of selfish people out in this industry.
My thing is, I'm not going to get ahead just doing stuff for myself. And I'm not giving to other people to get something back in return. Like, if I'm giving, that means I already have. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I've already done photo shoots. I'm already published. I already got, you know, enough exposure. I mean, I wanted more exposure, but the way to get it is to help other people. So if I'm doing... If it's a model that I feel like, okay, she has potential, you know what I'm saying, but she don't know the way to do it. She don't know the route to do it. And she thinking that, okay, I need to be a stripper because all strippers are labeled as models now for some reason. I have no idea. So she's saying I need to be a stripper in order to, you know, to get ahead. I'm going to say, no, you need to do a photo shoot with me. You promote for me, I promote for you. Just like with being with I Am So Divine and Dust Spot Models, like, me going into that, it wasn't like, okay, I need to be here to get exposure. It was like, I need to meet other models. I need to do other projects with other people. You know what I'm saying? That was the mindset that I had when I was going into that.
And see, you're going to have me over there too long, horn. And I like you say you said it because, I mean, you kind of give me a forefront to share this point. I don't want anybody that makes me feel like they need me. I don't want anybody to need me. I want people like, hey, because honestly, at the end of the day, I don't need other people, but if I want to work with you, then I want to work with you. There's a difference. You know, some people, they need folks. And I ain't going to call those names out who they are, but they know who they are.
Yeah, it's like that a lot. And then another thing is like, social network and media, like, it's different where it could be, like, a shy person, like me. I used to be a shy person. Like, in public, I wouldn't say a word. If I don't know you, I'm not going to talk to you. But now, you know, I'm a little more outgoing from being out and being around more people. But before, I wasn't. So a lot of people know me from social network. That's a girl. Like, they'll call me by my Twitter name if they see me in the streets. Like,
oh, my God.
They're going to Tata Cruz.
Please tell me.
Like, and I would be like, you know, hey, you know, because I'm real shy. But, you know, now that I know, like, so many people, it's not like that anymore. But being on the Internet and being behind the screen and being behind that picture, it's a whole different thing. So that's, like, I love it. Like, I love being the girl behind the picture.
Yeah, because, you know, and it's crazy you say that because, you know, you got speaking of me behind the picture, you got a couple of contests, and, you know, feel free to share them. I know there's one that just got fans voting on today, and then you actually got one, not necessarily that's you, that's actually your little bitty. Let everyone know about those contests because, you know, that's what we're about here to support each other, so let everybody know about those contests you're involved in.
Well, I just had the HoneyAcademy.com contest for Miss December. I'm not sure who won that. I don't even remember her name, but congratulations to her, whoever she was. I have a contest. I'm putting on a contest right now. That what I should have said first. Urban Models 2013. I told you about that already. In Chicago, the audition for that is on the 8th at 4 p.m. at George's Sports Bar and Grill in Richland Park. We're doing a pageant-style competition for the best model in Chicago surrounding areas. $1,000 competition, then it's a whole bunch of other prizes, but the biggest prize is the $1,000.
Oh, by the way, she just so she can let y'all know that y'all do have to practice. And not just know, show up and
yes,
show up and just,
definitely
yeah,
practice.
Oh, my God.
Yes, not just show up and look cute. And you need experience. So if you're not experienced and you don't have professional photos, I'm going to get you professional photos. I'm going to help you with your resume.
Damn.
I'm going to help you go and look for a sponsor. I'm going to show you how to build yourself into a model if you're not already. So it's a good experience.
Definitely. I'm going to go to the callers. I've seen you got callers on the line. And it's a reminder, those that know, if you want to speak, just press 1 and now let me know, hey, I do want to speak. So I see a caller from the 786. I'm going to open your line. You're on Life of the Dust Live with your girl Tay-Tay Cruz and your host Sadie J. What's up?
What's up, Sadie J? This is Keisha Diva. I told you I was going to come through and show. I absolutely love her. I love her. I can't stress it enough. I mean, she's real, and that's what I like. I like real people. And the part that gets me is she's willing to help others. I love it. That's
oh
all I can
God,
say.
I love it. I'm so happy you called in.
Yes, girl. One thing about me, you can count on me. When it comes to things like that, supporting other people, I try to support people because I want the love in return. So I try to do it as much as possible if I can.
You got a promo coming from me right when I get off the phone.
Thank you so much. And it's good to have, like, another person to uplift you, you know, because you got most people that they think it's all for them and they think it's all for self. And I like what you said, that you can't get to the top without helping someone else. And that is true.
Exactly.
Oprah said it. So I know it's true. You got to help other people before you can even get that shine or get that moment. You got to help other people. And girl, I love you and don't even know you. I love you like a sister.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
You're welcome. But my question was to you. I haven't been published yet, and that's something that I'm working on. How should I go about doing that?
Well, first of all, the first thing that I had to do, because using my first picture, like my first picture was like, I'm not going to say it was a low-budget picture because I love him. And he came so far, and he worked with me the whole entire time. My first photo, it got stolen through MySpace. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was, like, so many Tata Cruises. What I had to do first, yes, there was, like, so many on Tag, Bebo. It was, like, so many Tata Cruises. My picture was everywhere. What I had to do was I had to copyright my own name. This my name is on my birth certificate. I had to copyright my own name, first of all. Then I got with an agency. With an agency, I was automatically became published because of the agency that I was with at the time.
Right.
Don't want to say the agency's name. But now I'm freelance. Like, I'm doing everything myself. I'm not with an agency. I'm not with anybody. I have all of my logos copyrighted. I have everything. So first thing that you need to do is make sure that you copyright your name. And when you take pictures and photos, make sure you bring your own contracts.
Okay.
A lot of people don't bring their own contracts, and they don't bring their own, they don't bring anything. Like, I typed up just a whole bunch of standard contracts saying, you can use my photo for whatever we say we're going to use it for, and write it down right here. Don't say you're going to use my photo for something, and then I see it somewhere else. Because you can get
right,
back to that.
Right.
I've been paid.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. That was a good piece of advice.
That was a good thing to address.
Yeah,
make sure you bring your own contracts
that.
To your shoot, to bring your own. Like, they'll let you sign they'll have you sign a release. Make sure you bring a release for them to sign, too.
Okay. Dang, that was pretty good, because you got most people, they won't tell you stuff like that. They think it's just, oh, just show up and, you know, do what you do. But I do, that's something that I'm working on, getting published. So In 2013, well, January, I'll be working with, I can't think of his name, but you know, his Twitter name is 2020 Photography. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Well, him, he has published a few models, so I decided to take that chance with him. He takes awesome pictures, so I'm going to start. He's not the bottom, but before I get to those $1,000 pictures, I'm going to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, so...
And even when you do get to those $1,000 pictures, still take those free pictures.
I know
still
that's right.
Still take the free ones. I still do. I don't care. Pay, not pay, sitting there for 7 hours only making $100, I still do it. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I've got another call. I'm leaving you on two keys. And I'm going to put you on that Tay-Tay or Ta-Ta because... You know, SETI, you know, all of a sudden, I started looking on Google, all these people trying to be SETI J now. So, you know, I'm like, I'm about to go copyright my name because, like, now all of a sudden,
SETI
J is hot.
I'm used to go find out if somebody trying to be Keith and Diva, Lord, because you know they're good for it. I see people trying to be other people. And my thing is, why not be yourself? It's much easier.
Yes.
It's much easier being you versus getting somebody's picture. Oh, this is me. No, that's not you. What are you doing? I have an issue with that. I cannot stand stuff like that. It makes my blood boil. I'm so serious. Why do you want to be somebody else? I don't get it. And people ask me a lot, what model do I look up to or what model do I be like? I tend not to answer that question because
yeah,
they're
trying to connect you with that person, exactly.
Right. First off, I don't want to be like, not who model, no. I may look up to them to a certain extent, because not everything you're going to agree with. So it's like a certain extent, yeah, maybe, okay, I like the way she dressed, you know, I like the way she do this, she do that, but just to want to be like her, no. No, no, no.
All right. Let's see if we got on the, hang on, y'all. Let's see if we got on the, we got Carla on the 708, first number 4, Your Life It Does Live, your boy, Sandy J, Tay-Tay Cruz, Keith the D in the building. What's up?
Hello?
Hello, 708?
Hey, Papa.
Hey, who's that?
Girl, it's Brittany.
That's my best friend. She's calling me and talking about, girl, this is Brittany, like she on the phone.
No,
Brittany, kid.
You know I had to call in to support.
Yeah, I love her.
Thank you, yeah, did you want to have any thing to share with her while you was online for two?
I'm sorry.
Brittany. Do you have anything that you wanted to did you have anything you wanted to say to her as well?
Well, I just wanted to tell her to keep up the good work because I know she'll make it big one day and take me with her.
Okay,
no,
thank you, Brittany.
She's a good friend, a good sister, and I just want to tell her to just, you know, be strong and continue to do what she does. And call her when you get off the
line. I love you, too.
Oh,
you know,
don't cry, because I had
much.
One of those moments.
I just want her to buy me a Big Mac when she get big. That's all I want to do.
That's it.
Give me a Big Mac and fries and drink.
I'll send you a gift card for that.
No, I want a gift card. I want to see you go out to the counter and buy it. That's what I want you to do.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. That's cheap. Well, let me tell you what I want you to buy me.
Oh, Lord.
Because that ain't nothing. Tell you what I want you to buy me. I need some, I need a whole new Jeffrey Campbell wardrobe, everything.
Oh, my God. Well, Sadie
okay.
J, you better get to working.
You know, see.
He is working.
I would do that, right? But see, the way my bank account set up is, see, I got to check it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so jealous. I can't even laugh right. Y'all over there laughing. I'm so freezing. I can't even laugh that good.
Oh, see, that's because I'm in the warm. Well, I ain't going to say warm because I ain't got the heat on where I'm at right now. But I'm just warm. I'm rapping. See, y'all, some people looking at me country. Some people come over here and they see me do the show. They're like, your country behind the blanket? Yes, is that real? I'm going to make sure I'm warm.
Wow. So, Sadie J, where are you located?
Where am I located? I'm located in hell. That's where I'm located. No.
So you must be in Georgia.
I'm in Texas. I'm in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll be in Texas February for All Star Weekend.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, it's a lot of y'all from be here. It's actually one of the models. I was talking to her last night on Twitter. She's moving from Georgia to here.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, so, she's like, I'll be there in February. I said, take that, too.
Yeah, and I'm moving to Georgia, too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it got to get turned up. I'm about to be turned up because I actually did All Star Weekend when it was in the Dallas area a couple years ago, and I did a Super Bowl. I didn't like our thing. It was cold. It was cold as hell, and that's when the size. You know, I'm like, it's usually hot as hell in February, but then all of a sudden during these big times of the year, it decides that hey, there's snow and stuff. So. Yeah, it was semi-whack, but we still made it through. I got to meet Megan Good. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Lord. Are you lusting over there?
Yes, I ain't going to lie. She looks good on the screen, but when you see her in person, you're like, dang.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you look like that.
Wow, interesting.
Look, Fetty, what I wanted to ask you, because I was I was on Death Spot last night, you know, adding some different people from like St. Louis and I think I added a girl from St. Louis, a couple people from like Chicago and area or whatever. Yeah, because I'm going to Mardi Gras this year, and I wanted to take some girls. I wanted to do, like, a photo shoot. Wanted to take a bunch of different girls from on there, down there, like, just link up, and we all go or whatever.
Wow.
You
can tell she's
up.
The type of person that's all about networking and, you know, being with different people. But you got to find one thing about that. You have to find somebody that's, you know, willing to do that because people act like, oh, yeah, I'm down, I'm game for it. But when it puts from the shove and the time comes, it's a whole nother story.
They be backing out.
You got to get you somebody that's, like, really on your team and that's there for you. Like, I was asked to go to that. I've never been. I don't know what the heck it is. I'm not going to even lie. I'm from Florida. I've never heard of that at all. But I was asked to attend, and I was like, hey, why not? I said that 2013 would be the year that I mingle with different people. I don't care if you're blue, black, orange. I don't care. I just want to get to know different people.
Well,
we
may be
Mardi
going
Gras. If my Mardi Gras goes down every year, in New Orleans. I still haven't been. I need to go. But
well, why
are
you going then?
I know. I need to go. I've been saying every year I'm going to go.
Well, you need to make an announcement because, you know, they're going to listen to you.
Oh, man. See, you trying to get some trouble started. You're going to get some trouble started. You know what I mean?
Now, you know they're
going to
listen to you for real. I'm on her side. They will listen to you.
I'm already looked at the schedule and getting ready to tell my job. Also,
you'll be back?
I just won't be. I'm not going to be here. Yes, I already. That's a 4-hour trip. That's a 4-hour trip, so that means I do got to take off for that, so. Yeah, I'm not from a job before. I was back and forth. Texas is huge,
and
a lot bigger than people think it is.
Like,
you get here, we're talking about just to get from Dallas to Fort Worth alone is about 30 to 40 minutes. If you go about 40 minutes, that's like going from Trenton, New Jersey, to go into Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's crazy. You travel to another state in 45 minutes, but here, you know, you barely moved across the dang state in 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So Tay-Tay, will you be attending any events at All-Star? Will you be, like, in any events during that?
Sadie gave me, what did you give me? I got 2 jobs off of there. The site that he sent me to sign up for, what was it, Motto? You sent it to me, Sadie.
Motto Mode USA?
Yeah, Motto Mode USA. I got 2 jobs booked off of Motto Mode. So,
I need to go update that affiliate thing. I need to go put that bed up there because, oh, see, y'all know me, say everybody real, like, hey, you be telling everything, but y'all know I don't give a dang. Like I said, it's on the record, it's on the record. Lorenz, the owner of the site.
So, what's your favorite?
I personally know the owner of the site, actually, Lorenzo or Raphael, whichever. I call him Lorenzo, but I actually know the owner of it. He's a very, very talented, not only very talented photographer. Like, you talking about, you want to see the stuff on some upper echelon stuff. That's why I like his stuff. And then his magazine, I like the style of his magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, actually, you know, me and him talk to each other quite a bit. So, he always ask me, like, oh, yeah, if you know anybody from this, let me know. He asks me all the time. So, that's the thing. I've been telling, Tyler doesn't prove it. And I tell people, I'm not telling like I'm a big shot, but I still know people. I'm a know.
Right.
You never know. And we said it. What did we say? Actually, Kiss us on the show yesterday. You cannot.
What
like you
say?
Never know. You never know.
Oh, who knows who?
Who knows who? You
exactly.
Never know.
That is true. That's true. That is very true.
Because, heck,
that's,
I didn't know.
That's
you know,
great.
No, I saw this. The Tata, she was like, you know, when she would, like, have these calls, me would not be calling her. And she was like, yeah, I'm like the club in Chicago, if they had me say this, they had me say, how am I supposed to know, you know, you're not going to know that until you network with the person. You know, people just assume just because you don't got 100-some-odd thousand followers that you were doing something. But
yeah,
I got to tell people, I was like, so they got her 7,000 followers. Let's multiply that times a dollar. They should be rich as hell right now. They should have no.
But that don't even faze me. Like one time, I'm not gonna even lie. I was like, okay, why don't have all these followers like these other models? But then when I thought about it, half of them they have to show their breasts all the time, and they want to be on T Magazine. Yeah, and it's it's a lot to that, and I just rather be me. And if you're going to follow me, you're going to follow me. If not, you're not. And it's cool. It's cool because one thing about it, those followers ain't going to stop my show. It's not going to stop my show. So I can have 3 followers. I'm still going to be Keith. I'm still going to do what I want to do. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be successful. Then that's when everybody want to jump on the train and, oh, my God, we love you. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm, right. I know.
That's exactly it's how crazy. They like when I'm sitting around and I ain't doing nothing and I'm just, you know, talking and saying this and that, then it's nobody doing nothing. But when they see that I'm making moves and everybody want to jump on the money train, I know that.
I
saw you talking about
today.
That on Facebook the other day. I saw you, he's like, yeah, everybody, I know, like you were saying, you know, everybody's trying to jump when you jump, but then you try to, you know, like, hey, every now and then look out for me too. You know, they're
right.
not doing that. And I agree with you. Because, I mean, if y'all, I swear, if people really saw I'm saying it's our time, and y'all know me, I don't be giving a darn. I'm going to say it. I have said the show once, I have said it twice, 3 times, 1,000,000 times. If you're an artist and all you do is just send me your music, and that's all you trying, that's all you doing, that's not going to get my attention. That
exactly.
is really not going to get my
Thank
attention.
Thank God. Somebody said it.
Because I get tired
Somebody
of my mentions box being like that. I get tired of my inbox or my Facebook being like that. Y'all know me. I'm going to let it sit there, and I'm not going to care. I said that yesterday. Somebody's, because, I mean, especially it pisses me off even more when the person is in your city. If they in your city
and
they get like that,
that's how it goes.
2 seconds, I would delete quicker because I didn't do that with them before. I'm like, you know what? Delete.
Yep.
Because
my,
you can't take.
My biggest supporters are not in my city at all. My biggest supporters are everywhere else besides my city. Like,
in Florida.
People
it's
that I don't even
to get
know.
To that point. It started,
in Florida.
It is starting to get to that point that now, you know, like for instance, like, a lot of people probably, you know, crack me up because some people. Like when they came, I told them about the Savon and whatnot, they were like, well, where are you located? Oh, okay, well, never mind. Just because I'm located in Texas don't mean I don't know, I can't be connected with you where you at. I just told them that. I was like, people don't understand that. That's when you think on a, when you say that, you think it on a local mindset.
Yeah,
I know people from around the world. I'm not going to, I'm not going to do that to myself and say, oh, you know, and it just gets to the point where there's a lot of Texas people in the group. Like, a lot of people didn't realize that. They thought there was always so many Texas people. It's just now starting to get to that point. And that's a
I got a message today from somebody in Wisconsin. He sent me a message and said, are you in Wisconsin? I said, no. He didn't send a message back. He said, okay. Matter of fact, he said, okay. I said, may I ask why you asked me if I'm in Wisconsin? He's like, because I did want to do a photo shoot with you, but you're not in Wisconsin. I'm like, damn, I travel. Like,
okay, like.
Well,
I mean, Wisconsin is like
an
hour away.
Yeah, but I tell you, that's not, how far is Wisconsin from you?
An hour. It's like literally an hour away.
That's what I'm like, I'm not crazy. I'm like, Milwaukee. I'm starting to do all the math in my head.
Yeah, I really hope he's listening right now. I mean, because he's a good photographer, but, you know, asking me if I, you know, was in Wisconsin and then just shutting me down like that wasn't a good thing.
That is crazy.
Because
what
if I wouldn't
have
been hungry like that and sending him another message? Like, you know, why? What you want me to do? Like, what if I wouldn't have been that person and he could have been passing up an opportunity to hang out with me?
Because, like you said, I travel too. I like to know people in different places because when I go there, that way I ain't gonna be a stranger. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm kicking it with people. I'm kicking it with them. That get there. That's how I like to be when I go to another city. I don't know about other people, but I want to know. You know, it's like the cheer song. Some people want to go where everybody knows your name.
Exactly.
And I haven't, not one city have I been to. No one knows who I am. Not
just like
man.
A lot of people know Ceddie J. Like, a lot of people, like, mostly models, already know him in Chicago. But just for instance, people that are, you know, just hang around me and that's not into that type of thing, they don't know him. But because I plug him so much and I talk about him so much, he's such a good person. He this and go on the Dust Spot and do this. Everybody knows Ceddie J. Ain't you going on? Ain't you going on Ceddie
J's
show today?
That's like, going to start niggas. I did the same thing with Tata. I do that all the time. Like, you know, people don't realize I'm like a dad sometimes. And I be like, yeah, but like I would name drop y'all and say, yeah, this person, you know, they're like somebody name drop the city. I'm like, yeah, you should check this person, da da da, because I like doing it. I take pride in knowing who I'm working with. Isn't that like a lot of
right.
people? Like, we got 140,000 people on our site, but how many goddamn people? But how many people? When you take 140,000 people and only 20 people are doing something every week, there's something wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, we do that and we only got, you know, the people be trying to fake the fuck, but we only got 550 people on the Dust Spot. And there's way more activity than I see to have these sites. They got like thousands of people. And it's because at the end of the day, it's about what you're trying to go for, quantity or quality. I'd rather have 550 people that's doing something than
mm-hmm.
1,000 some odd people just taking up space. Because it's
exactly.
not really doing nothing for you. It's just a huge number, but you're not getting nothing done.
Exactly. And then my thing is, some people have the wrong concept of modeling. I mean, to touch on that when Tay-Tay said something about that. When you said something about being strippers, that's what, and it's so funny and it tickles me because a lot of people feel like that's what they have to be. Like, oh my God, I got to be a dancer. I don't know why in the heck they say. Oh, I love Blac Chyna, don't get me wrong. When they say the model Blac Chyna, it makes me wonder, like, what do you consider a model? What does she model? What does she wear? What does she do? She's a dancer. It's a difference. I love her to death, don't get me wrong, but she's not a model.
Exactly. See, and to clarify that point even more, you know, because some people are like,
well, you can't say because I'm naked and naked models.
We didn't say that. My point is, the model is somebody that is, what are you promoting? What are you, you know,
right.
not just promoting your punai, you know, are you promoting something? Like, you
know,
like some magazines.
Something.
Yeah. Or I tell people, like sometimes even just having nice accessories or is modeling because
right.
every day you might be naked, but you're bringing an art to it and you're modeling out those accessories. Because now I was like, oh man, look at that necklace. I mean, yeah, I can see his titties, but at the end of the day, I still, but also too, that's helped me draw my eyes to the product that really we're trying to focus on. Are you trying to get me to focus on a product? That's what the job of a model is. God dang
yes,
it.
And it takes that name from the people that really wants to be models, like, because when most people see models, like, I had this one photographer, and he was like, oh, I want you to do a new shoot. Hold up, player, back up. You said you want to do a photo shoot, and being naked, what do I have on? What am I, you know, promoting? Well, I just think you look good. Okay, you think I look good. Great. Okay, I appreciate that, but I don't want to take up this offer because you just want to see me naked. That's all.
But a lot of times, okay, see, like a lot of people don't do nude for those reasons. A lot of people don't do implied nudity for those reasons. But, two, you got to look at the art side. Like, you know, I'm an artsy person. Like, there are ways that a completely nude person, you can stand there just looking directly at the camera completely nude, and another person can look at it and be like, a pervert. Like, okay, she's nude, okay, whatever. Another person can be like, I want to put her on a porn site. And then another person can be like, this is fucking art. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
just cautious about it.
Different.
I'm very, very cautious about it.
And then, like, it's not all about fashion all the time, I feel. I mean, to me, being a model is being a role model. That's the word. That's where it comes from. Like, being a role model. It's not just about fashion and portraying this image or any of this makeup and hair and clothes. I mean, that's a big part of it, the facade, but being a role model, being the person behind
True.
That, like the person that's able to talk and be the person that they looking like. Okay, if little girls look up to this girl that is so beautiful, But then she got a stink attitude. That's not being a role model.
That sucks. No.
Exactly.
You're right.
All right. With that being said, you know, I'm going to let everyone know if you miss any parts of the show, then I'll tell you, this is, if he was on fire today, y'all got to check it out. BlogTalkRadio.com/SannyJ. You can go to go to iTunes, type in Life of the Dust Live, and look for the episode Mark My Girl Tay Tay Cruz online right there. For iTunes, it's for free. Or you can go to dustpop.com and look at it there. That being said, we're about to roll on out.